Knowledge must be earned, Tenno. I will share what I know, but you must prove yourself deserving.
Welcome to a Cephalon Squared mini-episode, injecting more Warframe into your week. Here are your Cephalons, Greg and Lucas.
G'day Cephalon Collective, and welcome to Cephalon Squared mini-episode number V45. I am Cephalon Greg. I'm joined, as always, by Cephalon Lucas. How are you?
I am good. It's a good day. You can hear a bit of traffic in the background. It's a good day. Midday.
Midday, yes.
Midday.
It is. Yeah. So, time for weather rambles. Weather rambles.
Weather rambles.
Weather rambles.
Weather rambles. Weather rambles. Rightio. So here in Ipswich, it is presently 33 degrees Celsius with a 10% humidity. So it is warm, but it's a dry heat. So it's all right.
That's 92 degrees Fahrenheit for all you Fahrenheit-using folk out there. Down here in Melbourne town, 22 degrees Celsius, 72 degrees Fahrenheit, and 35% humidity. Usually, of course, we record these episodes at 8 o'clock at night, my time, or 7 o'clock, Lucas's time. But today we're recording a little bit earlier, or a lot bit earlier. It's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's not even the regular day. So we, again, I need to do something on a Thursday night, so blame me.
It's all Greg's fault.
See? Lucas did. Lucas blamed me. But it is the truth. But we are still here getting Grendel sorted for you, because that's who we're talking about today. But before we go into that, the mini news. So, the Old Blood Crimson Branch update hit just a couple of days ago on PS4 and Xbox, depending on where in the world you are. And DE is aiming to have this update to hit the Switch next week.
Fingers crossed.
Exactly. It's been a few weeks already. So hopefully we'll have a better understanding as to what's going on soon enough. But it sounds like they must have figured out how they can get around whatever problem it is they're running into. Maybe we'll be able to tell you in episode 73 this weekend.
Ooh.
I don't know. So, like I mentioned, this week we are talking about young Grendel. Now, young Grendel, he's not that young. Well, who knows how old he is. Anyway, he has, as Lucas so eloquently put it, rolled into Warframe towards the Grineer Buffet. And he did come out alongside the Old Blood update, so you Switch users who don't have Grendel yet, you can look forward to him. He's coming real soon, hopefully next week. He does eat everything in sight. He's got an appetite that is insatiable, and we will be looking at what makes Grendel tick as we move along. So where do you get him from, Lucas?
You acquire his parts from very peculiar missions that have to be accessed by gaining keys through arbitrations. It's a bit of a screw around a little bit. Interesting idea from DE, so, you know, got to give him props where props are deserved. So you purchase these particular keys at the expense of Vitus Essence from arbitrations, and when you go into said missions, you will be naked. You are essentially your Warframe with and weapons with no mods, and they are, as I've been told, very, very difficult.
Yeah, so you definitely want to have friends to play with. And, of course, you can key share. So if one friend has... What is it? If one friend has...
Has one key and another friend has a different key?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Neuroptics. And another friend has the systems, then you can go in all together and do Neuroptics, and then you can go in on the other person's key all together and do the systems, so you can share them in that way. You don't need to go and get them all, but still, a little bit of a pain in the ass. All right, what's his passive?
Grendel's passive, Glutton, is ever the fitting ability. For each enemy stored away by his feast ability, Grendel gains an additional plus 50 armor. This bonus only applies as long as the enemies remain alive within Grendel's gut.
Indeed. And really, that gives you a very good introduction as to his first ability, which is, as Lucas just mentioned, called Feast. And this is the appetizer, his first ability. He opens wide the maw, the big mouth on the front of his gut, and eats his enemies whole. So the enemies are... He eats enemies within 25 meters, I should say. These enemies are then stored inside his gut as preparation for the other abilities. But they lose 5% of their armor for every second that they're in his gut. You can store multiple enemies within his stomach, but the drain upon his energy increases by 1.5 per second for each of the tasty morsels he keeps in there. If the meal is not to Grendel's liking, you can always hold down the ability key again and puke them up. Blah! And this causes scaling toxic enemies damage to any enemies that are expended and anyone that is also within the 8-meter splash range of the expulsion with 100% status chance. So in order to use any of the other abilities in his arsenal, you do need to have at least one enemy tucked away in your gut. The consuming range is affected by range mods. Damage and armor stripping is affected by ability strength mods. And the drain from consumed energies can be reduced by both efficiency mods and duration mods. Now, as he is a brand new Warframe, he, of course, does not have any augment mods.
None. No augments. So we're going to be skipping the augment parts.
Indeed, indeed.
Okay, moving on to his second ability. Nourish. With enemies stored away, thanks to Feast, Grendel can extract nourishment from his devoured adversaries. To start, Grendel may gain bonuses based on the type of enemy units that are consumed, and this can in fact be cycled by holding down the ability key. While it doesn't show the buffs in the same sense as Vorben's Mines or Ivara's Quiver, the symbol on the ability will change to match the buff you have selected if the buff is available. By casting Nourish, Grendel will deal 2,500 toxin damage to an enemy stored away and heal himself with scaling health recovery, and issue a corresponding buff to allies within 25 meters for 25 seconds. The first buff can be granted at the use of ranged enemy units to increase the received amount of energy from any source by 1.25 times. This is affected by ability strength. The second buff is gained at the use of a melee unit in order to create a toxic armor that reacts to incoming damage and player-based kills. When triggered, a toxin splash will burst from the buffed player, reaching 8 meters in radius and dealing 250 toxin damage. The splash may only be triggered once every 1 second and has a moderate chance at staggering enemies. This buff is affected by ability range and strength mods. And the third and final buff is granted through the use of heavy units and grants the buffed player's toxin damage on all weapons and abilities at a 1.5 times multiplier. This does also allow players to proc the toxin status effect. Strike buff is affected by ability strength mods. Nourish can be recast at any time to refresh a buff or to heal Grendel, and this ability does also grant a bonus movement speed increase to Grendel if used while Pulverize is active. Duration and range mods will affect the buff duration and range in which your allies may receive said buffs.
Indeed. Now, his third ability is called Regurgitate, and it does exactly what you think it does. He opens the monstrous maw, and instead of consuming enemies, he pukes them out at speed. This actually costs zero energy, so that's not a bad thing. But you do, of course, need to have people in your gut to be able to do it. Upon colliding with whatever, so it could collide with an enemy or it could collide with a wall or whatever, the enemy that it hits will take 1,200 scaling toxic damage and cause a splash effect on any enemies within 5 meters of impact, dealing the same amount of damage, which is pretty cool. The launched unit will be ragdolled, so if they happen to survive, they will need to take some time to regain their footing. So, there you go. Ah, and it's affected by strength and range mods. I've got to forget something every week. If it's not the augments, it's got to be something else.
Yeah. can't be a mini without the forgetfulness. And the fourth and final ability of Grendel is pulverize, and we will see him coming in like a wrecking ball as he curls up into his monstrous meatball form that is fueled by his devoured foes. The foes in question will take 25 toxin damage every second that pulverize is active to act as a slow digestion. This is affected by ability strength mods, but the real meat of this ability comes from what the physics-based meatball can do outside of its gut. While rolling around, Grendel will emit a constant kinetic field reaching 2.5 to 5 meters in scaling range. Enemies hit by this field will take 500 to 4,000 scaling impact damage and will be knocked out of Grendel's path. This impact damage will not occur if Grendel is stationary. The scaling damage of this ability is based on ability strength, enemy level, and the number of consumed enemies, capping at 10. These calculations are set into stone upon the ability activation and will not be altered as long as the ability remains active. In addition, the meatball can do some extra damage to the consumed enemies and enemies around him by ground slamming with a simple jump. This will deal 150 to 500 impact scaling damage to all consumed enemies and enemies within 5 to 15 meters in a scaling radius. There's a lot of scaling going around here. This will issue a guaranteed impact status proc to those hit by the meatball shockwaves. This follows the same calculations as the kinetic field and once active will not change. If the enemies Grendel has stored away happen to die while pulverize is active, then Grendel will begin to drain additional energy per second in order to keep pulverize active. If the energy reaches zero while Grendel is in this meatball form, then he will spew up any remaining enemies and become staggered for a 2-second duration. This ability is affected by ability strength and range mods, while the energy drain is affected by duration and efficiency.
There you go. You get to turn into the funky meatball that has now not been called funky meatball and is now called pulverize. It has its own meaning, of course. So it's not such a big deal. But yes, you do need to have dudes in your tummy before you can use it, which, well, it's not really that much of a pain in the ass as long as you've got plenty of enemies around. And then, of course, as you're a meatball, you pick more enemies up. So it's kind of a free ability.
I don't actually think he does. He doesn't pick enemies up while he's in the meatball form.
He just kills them or knocks them down.
Yeah, the kinetic field actually just repulses them.
Because it does look like they get absorbed.
Yeah, it looks like it, but they don't.
Okay, well, that is really Grendel. He's still new, he's very, very different, but if there's either one of us who knows him quite well, it would be Lucas.
Yeah.
So what are you going to say about young Grendel? How have you built him?
Okay, so starting off, when I saw Grendel coming, I thought I'd probably like this frame. When Grendel came out, I realized I don't just like this frame, I really fucking love this frame.
It does.
The first thing I decided to do with Grendel is I didn't do like any like kind of normal builds. I went straight for the big meat and juicy build, and I went straight for the Umbral build, and oh boy, I am not disappointed. So I have managed to put all three of the Umbral mods on Grendel. He has an insane amount of armor. I think it's around about 1,050 armor. That's without activating his passive. So damn, I don't know why they decided to put shield on him. It's kind of pointless because he's basically like Nidus and Inaros, and you know, you throw one health mod on him and he's got 3,000 HP. So that's a thing. By consuming up to 10 enemies and then going into his meatball mode, you can basically one shot level 100s. It's pretty powerful. And the health you can get back from using the Nourish is also very, very nice. So you can always keep yourself alive. Essentially just health, armor, and ability strength, realistically. He's powerful. He's strong. He's never going to die.
Never going to give you up. I, on the other hand, didn't play around with Grendel much more after I hit rank 30. he's different, he's fun, but he just wasn't my style, I guess. So I haven't really experimented with him much, which is why I wanted Lucas to really go into some detail there, which he did. Thank you, Lucas. Yeah, there's not much more I can say about him. He does have his own little special weapon that looks like a kebab. Looks like a crank kebab. Looks like metal. It's weird. It's not that good either,
to be honest. I did actually try a second build with Grendel recently, just to shits and gigs, pure ability strength.
Mm. And?
Holy damn, that is amazing. So prior, when I said using Meatball with 10 enemies, I could one-shot level 100s, with the pure ability strength version, you basically only need like 3 to 4 enemies in your gut to one-shot level 100s. It's powerful. It's very, very powerful. And, of course, you also heal like a good 500 to 700 HP every time you use Nourish with the pure strength build.
Interestment. And the other thing to keep in mind, you did mention before that he doesn't have much shield, and you're right, he doesn't have much shield. It's ridiculous that he has like 70 or something. So, yeah. Whoop-de-doo. What's the point of having shield at all? So just keep an eye on how you build him and watch those numbers change, and you'll be right.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else you wanted to mention in regards to young Grendel before we move on?
Can someone in the Tenogen part of the community please make a Grax skin? Like, I'm looking specifically for a Grax skin of Grendel.
Well, there's only one person that makes Grax skins, so Faven.
yes, please give me my Grendel Grax screen. Please.
Go on, Faven. Yes. You can do it. All right. There you go. So, Lucas is begging you. Let us finish up the episode. We don't know who we're doing next week yet. We'll figure that out over the weekend, I guess. It's still a bit early. We're only just doing this one. Relax, calm down. Yeah. Jeez.
It's all good.
We will. I know I mentioned this on last week's mini, but we will actually be talking about our plans for the Christmas period this weekend on episode 73. We'll probably, just to let you know, we'll probably skip 2 minis over Christmas. Detail that as we talk about it on Sunday night. Episode 73. Anyway, if you'd like to get in contact with us for whatever reason, you can send us an email at cephalonsquared@gmail.com, or you can head on over to our website at cephalonsquared.com. It's a good place full of good things, including links to our Discord, our Facebook, our Twitter page, our Instagram, and all those other wonderful things. Plus, tips, tricks, links to all the podcasts. What more could you want? You could live there. Let's have a shout out to our patrons.
Let's do it. Thank you, Rathok.
Thank you, Rathok. Oh, sorry. Thanks, Jellybean 1799.
Thanks, Jellybean. I mean, thanks, Lord Frieson.
Thanks, Lord Frieson. Thank you, Logan Neal.
Thank you, Sula.
Thank you, Danifer.
Thank you, Knight Rider 8503.
Red Wizard 12, thank you.
And thank you, Solarian.
Indeed. So thank you to these patrons who keep things running and make sure we've got milk in the fridge. Thank you so much. We can't do it without you. It's been, it's almost 75 episodes. We are still going strong. Yeah. And we've still got just as much energy as before. And there's some kind of weird bird in Lucas's room.
Oh, it's outside.
It sounded like it was eating you. Something. I don't know. All right.
The microphone is good.
Yes, indeed. So, I'm Greg Newbegin. I'm Mad Capsules, wherever I can be on the internet. Who are you, Lucas?
I am Lucas Silvestri. All over the interwebs, you can find me as Silverlight, SILVRLGHT. Massive shout out to our amazing, phantasmal, and grand collective. You guys are awesome, and I'm just kind of butchering words here, so I'm going to stop there. Yay.
Yay. I was butchering words too. I don't know. There's something about today's episode that's just fun, isn't it? Hey? Words are hard. Anyway, if you do like what we do, give us a rating on your podcast platform, spread the word, help us grow. Head on over to cephalonsquare.com/support if you want to give us throw us a bone. Otherwise, we'll catch you on the weekend for episode 73. Thank you to Jan at Disco Box on Twitter for the intro and outro, and thank you to you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Cephalon Squared. If you'd like to contact us, reach out via our website at cephalonsquared.com, where you can find us via email, Facebook, Twitter, or Discord. But don't fret, there'll be more Cephalon Squared in a few short days. So don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.